Boeing and Huawei, two companies braced today for falling sales. This is the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. The founder of the troubled Chinese telecom giant Huawei has warned that the company's output will drop significantly in the next 2 years. Ren Zhongfei said he expects a $30 billion fall. Huawei is facing increasingly severe restrictions from Washington on its ability to do business in the U.S. because of national security fears. Our China correspondent Robin Brandt has more.
The next 2 years will be tough for Huawei. Its founder Ren Zhongfei thinks the US targeting his company will mean a stark reversal in recent trends and a big fall in its revenues. The forecast was for a record $120 billion this year. At a Coffee with Ren session at Huawei's headquarters, chaired by a presenter from state-run TV, he downgraded that forecast, saying it would likely be $30 billion less up until 2021. After that, though, he predicted a rejuvenation. He also said claims the company has stolen intellectual property in the past is not possible.
Robin Brandt in Shanghai. Let's do the numbers. Hong Kong stocks led many Asian markets higher, with investors cheering a decision to suspend plans to push through a controversial extradition law. The Hang Seng Index closed up 0.4%. Now, the world's biggest air show kicks off today in France, but for Boeing, one of the world's biggest aerospace companies, the Paris Air Show will be more about safety than sales. After two crashes of its 737 MAX aircraft killed more than 300 people, the aircraft is still grounded. The BBC's Theo Leggett is at the Paris Air Show.
The Paris Air Show is normally one of those really big set-piece events every year where the likes of Boeing and Airbus and their other rivals can come out and announce orders and show how well they're doing. This year it's very, very different because Boeing has a real problem. Its 737 MAX, which is its flagship aircraft, has been grounded since March. Now, if you look at Boeing's order book, it currently has orders for around 5,500 aircraft. 4,400 of them are for the 737 MAX. So you can see, not being able to tout that around and say, come and buy our fantastic aircraft, that's a real problem for the company.
And what is actually going on with the 737 MAX? Do we know when it's going to be back in the air, when airlines will be able to fly it again?
No dates as yet, but Boeing has just been holding a press conference here at the show where they've said they're developing new software to make sure there's absolutely no chance of it going wrong. And yesterday, Dennis Muilenburg, the chief executive, said that the plane would fly before the end of the year.
So what does all this trouble for Boeing mean for its rival Airbus?
Well, Airbus says it doesn't relish the problems that Boeing is facing, but it does mean that Airbus is in pole position when it comes to new product. So in a short while here at the show, we're expecting to hear Airbus announce that it'll develop a new extra long-range version of its A321 aircraft. So Airbus has a chance to steal a march on its rival on this one.
That's Theo Leggett. We've all heard the fact that by 2050, there will probably be more plastic in the world's oceans than fish. But some of the world's biggest sportswear brands, like Adidas and Nike, have plans for that oceanic plastic. The BBC's Zoe Thomas reports from Mumbai, India.
Nearly 30 tons of thread are mechanically wound onto spools at this factory every day. But what makes these razor-thin spinning fibers so unusual? They were once plastic bottles. Makarand Kulkani manages this factory about 4 hours from Mumbai.
Today we are supplying this product not only for sportswear, but for outerwear, for home textiles, for ladies' apparels. So all types of applications are possible because the quality of this recycled yarn is comparable with any conventional polyester made.
Polyester is strong, it's durable, and it's water-resistant, qualities that have made it popular for sportswear. But with mounting consumer pressure to tackle the issue of waste, brands like Nike, Patagonia, and Adidas are turning to fabric made from recycled plastic instead.
Look, what if we took some trash and made a sports shoe out of it?
Adidas has pledged to remove all single-use plastic from its supply chain by 2024. But there's a cost. Recycled polyester is 10 to 20% more expensive than traditional thread. Manish Sapra, senior marketing director for Adidas, says as volumes grow, that cost will balance out.
Not doing it is a much larger cost at a larger scale. right? Not just the fact that a consumer probably wouldn't connect with the brand, but bigger than that, it's the fact that it is going to be a problem which will keep on scaling up.
According to Mr. Sapra, the switch to recycled plastic is both about attracting waste-conscious consumers and educating more people about the plastic problem.
Marketing is obviously a part of it, and you want to talk about it to gain the consumer and to gain the consumer loyalty and also to aspire this consumer to make a change in their lives as well.
At sorting facilities across the country, workers rip off labels and remove caps, getting these plastic bottles ready to be turned into the next pair of trainers or sports jersey. But while turning plastic into thread may be a growing market, experts say to really make an impact on this problem, it will require every brand and every consumer to buy into this solution. In Mumbai, I'm the BBC's Zoe Thomas for Marketplace.
Finally, an Italian man accused of posing as George Clooney has been arrested with his wife in Thailand. The pair, dubbed the Italian Bonnie and Clyde, were sued by the actor in 2010 for using his name for a bogus clothing brand. They're also accused of selling fake Rolex watches online and sending packets of salts to customers instead. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service.